So it well, it all started. I
Oh, hold
was.
on, hold
Oh,
on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
sorry.
That's all right. Hey everybody, welcome back to a bonus episode. Dan, Andy, we're doing a lot of bonus episodes lately. It just
Yes,
seems there's
we are.
a lot going on in the Macca world, and something happened last night, and obviously you can see we have a special guest, and actually a returning guest. And Andy, it's myself, Tom, you're myself, my partner Andy. And we're bringing back Joan Borelli, who you may know as she did their first reaction to the last tour Paul did last year, and which was a great looked like it was, I remember having a great time on that one, and looks like it was a really great show. But this is a different show, right? So this was what, a tribute to Paul McCartney?
Yeah, it was Steve Dorff fundraiser based around the music of Paul McCartney, and it was
Okay.
to raise money for music education for youth in New York City.
Okay.
Good
Cool. And this was
cause.
at Carnegie Hall.
Yes. Yeah, my first time
Okay.
at Carnegie Hall. I was really
Oh,
excited
excellent.
to see that venue. It's beautiful.
Right. So tell us about finding out about the show and getting, did you get tickets right away? What do you remember about that whole process?
I found out about the show, I think it was early February, and
Okay.
it was just through a friend of a friend type of thing, who a friend who lives in New York and has a lot of connections, and she said, "Hey, did you hear about this?" No, I hadn't heard anything. I don't think it was publicized very well or much very much. And I hopped on the website and saw that you could they had all different levels of packages that you could buy your admission, and all the proceeds went to charity, so I chose the Get Back package, I think it was called, which was like a VIP ticket
Okay.
that allowed 2 nights. So I was able to go to the rehearsal show on Tuesday night, and then
Wow.
the real
Wow.
show on Wednesday night, and then after the show they had it was an after show party at City Winery, and any guests that had attended both events could go there. And then a lot of the artists showed up, and they had another band for the after party that were they were fantastic. They were sort of a reggae band with horns, and they played all Beatles and John Lennon and Paul McCartney music
Oh,
for the rest
great.
of the night. Really fun.
Yeah, it must have been a pretty exclusive event because tickets, I think, went quick because I tried to get them and shortly after the announcement and they were gone.
Yeah, they had sold out all over the posters at Carnegie. I know quite a few people that tried to get tickets early part of March and were not able to get tickets.
No.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, because we had heard about, or we saw it on Facebook, and you know, it, but this was in the early stages where all the acts weren't announced just yet. So again, this was it was called the Michael Dorff presents the music of Paul McCartney. It was the 18th annual benefit. So he does this before, and as a matter of fact, I think this was he hadn't done it the last couple of years because of COVID.
That's
So this was the first one in a couple of years.
yes.
So you had Peter Asher, the Cactus Blossoms, Christopher Cross. Glenn Hansard, Bruce Hornsby, Denny Lane, The Lake Street Drive, or Dive, sorry, Betty Lovett, Hamilton, Lehauser, looks like Lyle Lovett, Natalie Merchant, Ingrid Michaelson, Graham Nash. I got a glare here, so I can't see all of them. But you also had Allison Russell, Patti Smith, and Nancy Wilson, and others.
Yes.
So quite a interesting lineup.
It was impressive. And having so many different genres of music and their interpretation of Paul's work, it was exciting. It was, that anticipation of who was going to come out next and who, what were they
Right.
going to play? Were they going to do deep cuts, or was it going to be, the usual
Just
set?
Beatles. But I tell you, looking at the set list, I'm glad that there was a good, healthy amount of solo work and wings in there.
Yeah, there was. The house bands started both nights with Ooh-U, which is, a pretty deep,
Yes. Yeah.
and it was rocking. It was really good. So that was like, okay, all right. It's not just going to be yesterday in the long and
Right.
winding road. They've got some
Right.
people looking
Right.
to do some deeper cuts, and that I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, got Christopher Cross. I mean, that's really – that's some good stuff there, man.
It's really good.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the rehearsals then. What the rehearsals, what was the night before or two nights before? What was it again?
It was Tuesday night, the night before at the City Winery. They had a lovely dinner, and after dinner they just escorted everybody into the venue. I don't know if you've been in that venue. It's very nice.
Many times.
It's a good spot. Not all of the artists were there, but Denny Lane was there, Nancy Wilson, Peter Asher, La Lovett. So some of the bigger names were there. And they basically all just did a run through, but it was very intimate. We were sitting right up on the stage, and you know, they were working out the little, I think they were right. doing a lot of the working out how they were going to move the mic stands and the instruments and bring this drum here. And so there was a lot of movement on, but it made it real. And, and it was fun to see the difference between that night and then the actual on the stage at Carnegie when they
gotcha.
All the acts really, they really shined on that second night. It was gotcha. Quite.
What was your favorite performance of the night?
That's a tough one. I think the most, the purest and the most, it was simple and pure and elegant was Graham Nash singing For No One. Mm. It was, it really, you know, it's such a beautiful song. I absolutely loved Sammy Ray did Heart of the Country with a ukulele. Yes. She was so hip. She was so cool. It was so unexpected. And that one just made me smile. I loved it. And of course, I have a real soft spot for Peter Asher. I loved Peter and Gordon. And he did World Without Love with Lyle Lovett. That was really special. And of course, Denny Lane, you know, you got to love our dad.
Yeah. Did you get to see Denny Lane on his this recent tour of his?
I saw him at City Winery.
City Winery.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. So we'll just go over here the set list a little bit here. You said the house band did Ooh You, which, you know, again, I mean, I don't think you can get any more deeper.
That's a good deeper opener right there, boy.
That makes, you know, the true Macca fans, it makes their hearts pitter patter when they hear something like that. Well,
yeah. What, to open up a concert with Ooh You? That's pretty cool.
Right. But before we continue, I mean, how many people can you get at in Carnegie Hall? I mean, do you know offhand? I mean,
I'd be making a guess, but I would say it's got to be somewhere around 3,000, 3,500.
Okay.
I mean, I'm guessing, I would say it's around there.
Got you. So after Ooh You, you got I know I'm gonna butcher some of these last names, but Alexis Morass.
Yes,
yeah, she did My Love.
My Love. Oh yeah, she's a really powerful singer, big voice. But she kept it intimate. She had a very good connection with the crowd, and it was heartfelt. It was beautiful.
Nice. Peter Asher, which I was surprised he was so low in the program. You know, I thought he would have been near the, you know, middle or end, but he's teams up with Lyle Lovett and does A World Without Love, which we all know that Paul wrote, for a possible brother-in-law that never happened.
In his house.
Yeah, he told the cute story of how they shared the upstairs and that John didn't like that song and said, don't get rid of it, Paul, get rid of it. Give it to somebody else. So Paul gave it to Peter and Gordon.
That just would have been another Beatles number one, that's all.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. He said that Peter Asher said, I remember very clearly John hated the first line, please lock me away.
Right. A very unique singer in a way, Patti Smith, doing quite the song that you need a singing voice for. But tell us about how she did She's Leaving Home.
It was Patti Smith's style. Mm-hmm. Very stripped down, I guess that's the way to say it. Very stripped down and moving, and then she added her own prose at the end. She had a little commentary about what was in the letter, and like a dear mom, about I think it was a statement about young women finding themselves and not being afraid to break out of societal or parental restrictions and becoming who they're meant to be. It was a feminine statement.
Very interesting.
You know, she's the epitome of hip on the stage. So it was good. It was different.
Very cool. Moving on, we got Sammy Ray doing Heart of the Country. And you said he came out with a ukulele?
Yeah, I mean, she's so superb. If you can find that on YouTube, you have to check it out. It was superb. And I actually chatted with her after the show, and was complimenting her. And she said, I'm so humbled. I love that song. And, you know, I'm so glad that the real fans liked it. And, you know, she was very, very kind, sweet person. And super, super cool rendition. You have to hear it.
Okay. Next up is Shovels and Rope doing Helter Skelter. So, I mean, how would a big rocker like this sound in Carnegie?
It was interesting. It was just, I didn't know this band until last night, but it was just her, the woman on the drums, and a guy with a guitar, and that was it. And she was just pounding the heck out of it.
Joe, did you know a lot of these other acts? I'm going to be honest, I haven't heard of half of the people on this bill.
No, I mean, just the ones that you might expect somebody of my generation to know.
Right. Because some of these people, I'm like, hey, they're tackling some really challenging songs.
Very much. But, you know, I will say that coming away from this, I've circled quite a few of these bands that I'm now going to check out because.
Oh, very cool.
I was so impressed by the talent, and a lot of Beatle purists like myself don't often like to hear fans covering their heroes, but I'm one of those. I'm like, no, if I'm going to listen to it, I'm listening to the real,
thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And let's talk a little bit about that after this, the set list here, listening to, because I kind of feel the same way sometimes. Like if I want to listen to the Beatles, I'm going to listen to the Beatles. I'm not going to listen to anybody else too. Yeah. But next up is, Christopher Cross, who's one of the great, singers, I think, doing Mother Nature's Son, which is, very, if you can sing that, more power to you. But what were your thoughts on that?
He did a good job. I like him in general. I think he's a fine singer, and it's one of my favorite Beatles songs. And I guess, again, it's the purist. I'm trying not to be a Beatles snob. I'm hearing Paul in one ear and listening to him the other ear. And I was like, no, hold that note, Christopher. I know from reading about him, he's a huge Beatles fan. And you could tell that he was there in honor of the music. Mm-hmm. It wasn't about, hey, let me be Christopher Cross doing my version of this. He won honor song, so I like that. I appreciated that,
right? Because he's done tours, tribute tours.
Yeah, he did Sergeant. I saw him do Sergeant Pepper with Denny Lane in 2007.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, I didn't see that, but I heard it was very, very good.
Yes, it was
cool. All right. And look, here in the States, we're never going to get to see Macca do Moloch and Tyre, which is just a damn shame. Mm-hmm. But here you got Denny Lane with Nancy Wilson and Christopher Cross doing Moloch and Tyre.
Yep. And they brought out a bagpipes.
Did they? So okay, yeah. Cool.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, that was the little cherry on top. That was quite good. They were good. That's a beautiful song. Did everything. To sing along, so there was a lot of singing in the audience. That was fun.
Which means, Paul, you can play it in the United States.
Yes, please.
Now, was Natalie Merchant advertised to being on this?
She was advertised, but she didn't show. I don't know why.
Okay, yeah, I was just talking with Mike here. I want to give a shout out to our friend Mike Nair, who
he sent me a few
videos. Yeah. He was there, and looked like packed out and obviously sold out, but it was really cool seeing everybody in there and hearing a few of the songs that he sent. It sounded really good. Okay, after that, we're going to Allison Ruffell doing Blackbird. Was that just an acoustic little piece, or?
She plays clarinet, and so she played some intro on the clarinet. No, it wasn't acoustic. She had a piano player. She had a, what was he playing? There was another horn playing on the other side of the stage. I think it looked like a bassoon, but I'm not 100% sure that's what it was. It was very big, and it wasn't a tuba. Mm-hmm. So her arrangement was interesting. I think she was an audience favorite, but she wasn't one of my favorites.
Okay. The Cactus Blossoms doing "And I Love Her."
Oh, that was beautiful. Is it two? Mm-hmm. They're brothers. Here's another band I never heard of.
Right.
But they were sort of Everly brotherish, and two guys, two acoustic guitars, lots of harmony, beautiful, really, really beautiful. Loved it.
Okay. I can't wait to hear about this. Jennifer Nettles doing one of my favorite Paul songs, "Silly Love Songs."
Silly Love Songs.
Oh, she had a very cool arrangement. She just came out on nano and started out very slow, sort of romantic sounding, and she built it up and then it started rocking out a bit on it. It was a good arrangement and a crowd pleaser too. That's a song everybody knows, so there was lots of hooting and hollering and clapping and singing along on that one. It was good. Really, she has a beautiful voice.
Cool, very cool. Resistance Revival Chorus, "Let It Be."
Oh, that was really, there was probably, 30 women in that choir. And they started lining up in the rows, in the aisles amongst the audience. And the main singer, the lead singer was on stage, all of them dressed in white, but different outfits, not in the same outfit. And then as they started singing, they all came down the aisles and circled around and went up onto the stage, and it was moving. Yeah, it was beautiful. Standing ovation on that one. Everybody was on the beat. Yeah, it was an iconic song. It's an emotional song, and you interpret it many ways. I think it touches people in a lot of different ways, and definitely a big moment in the night.
Okay, cool. Music Will, that's a school, right? Doing Get Back.
They were so cute. they had a little lead singer. He could have been more than 10, 11. Little skinny blonde kid. It was adorable. And but he had some chops. He got right up on the mic. He wasn't shy. And they had a drummer and a bass player, a young girl playing bass, and two guitarists. Oh, the one boy I felt sad, something happened with his guitar. I don't think it was plugged in. So when he came to do the lead guitar solo, all you could just hear his fingers against the strings. You couldn't hear the sound of the guitar. But they did a great job, and they're the example of where this money that's being raised goes to the schools for these patients. So
you can tell
they were just thrilled. I mean, you should have the light on their face. Like, they were just like, I cannot believe I'm here. I'm playing on the stage in Carnegie Hall.
Yeah,
super cute. And their teacher was on the side, and he was very moved. You could see it was a nice moment.
Very cool. And then the song that Paul just can't let go, Lake Street Dive doing "Let Me Roll It."
Yeah, well, that's a great song. And this is another band I had never heard of that I will check it out. Actually, there was a couple sitting beside me that came the whole way from Kansas City just to hear that night. It was their favorite band in the world. And Yeah, they liked Paul McCartney, but I was like, oh, so you're not here about Paul McCartney? And they're like, nope, this is our favorite. Oh, we like, I mean, he's good. Yeah, you could say that. Nope, they came just to hear your band. I know. But they were great. They were really great. The lead singer was about 9 months pregnant. She belted it out, and the whole band were really good. That was a good one.
Interesting. Talk about your seats real quick. Were you higher up, or were you on the main floor?
I was on the floor, second row, on the left side, but right on the aisle. So I was all but center stage. I had great seats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I would lucky. Say so.
Yeah.
I got really lucky.
Yeah. Bruce Hornsby. I've just seen a face.
There's a name from the past.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my low point. It's one of my fave Beatles songs. I love that song. He was one that felt like he just wanted to say, I'm Bruce Hornsby. And no matter what song I play, it will sound like Bruce Hornsby, period. yeah, he was a little full of himself. That was my least favorite moment of the night.
That's disappointing. Yeah, that's disappointing. Yeah.
He's a fantastic musician. I mean, he's an amazing piano player, pianist.
Right.
But it wasn't for me.
Okay. We got the great Graham Nash with Annie just saw not too long ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
Saw him. And
he did For No One.
It was magic.
Did he play it on piano or did he just sing it a cappella?
He just sang it with a French horn.
Yeah.
Wow. A guy on French horn beside him and a very light accompaniment on piano. And you could have literally heard a pin drop in that concert hall. I mean, it was mesmerizing. It's absolutely beautiful. I'm a fan. I like him anyway, but I mean, it was exquisite. It was elegant. It was heart and heartbreaking at the same time. And it's such a beautifully sad song. And
right.
He did it beyond justice. It was absolutely stunning. Really beautiful.
Good pick for that song to be sung by Graham.
Yes.
Did he do any Beatles songs when you saw him, Andy?
Yes, he did A Day in the Life.
Oh, cool.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah, he did A Day in the Life at like a private show that I saw him over the summer do in front of like a few hundred people.
Oh, how nice.
Okay. Cool. All right. Ingrid Mikkelsen doing I Will Calico Skies, a little medley there.
Yeah, that was beautiful. It was three ukuleles, actually.
Oh,
on stage. Yeah. And she just sort of did a mashup of the two songs. And the arrangement was really pretty. Again, two fantastic songs. That one got a huge reaction from the crowd because it was heavenly. It was beautiful. Okay.
Good. Excellent. Love to hear that. Glenn Hansard doing We Can Work It Out.
Oh, that was so cool. That was my favorite of the night also. Another one I didn't know, but I will know now. He came out. He said his brother was there to watch the show. But he refused to let his brother stay in the stand, so he made him come up and sing with him and play the tambourine. And, I mean, they were like, it sounded like they practiced that thing for years. It was so tight. And they had it wasn't an accordion, but the smaller thing that looks like an accordion. They had this other guy on the side of the stage playing that, and he was really, really, really great. That was one of the more upbeat and fun rocking moments of the night. He was what a voice. He has a great voice.
Cool. Jonathan Russell doing Let 'Em In.
Was it more traditional, like just like the song, or did he do his own take on it?
Do you know him as a singer? Have you seen him?
No.
Interesting. He's always hard to describe. I couldn't put a finger on him so much. Elegant man, handsome man, wearing a beautiful suit. Interesting choice of a song. It almost didn't match his persona.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He felt like he was trying to be a little suave, but that I don't know if that song matched the style he was putting out there, or maybe his interpretation of it.
Was he looking more croonerish than than poppy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like maybe My Valentine should have been the song he did or something.
Yes. That's perfect. Yes, that's what I would say. Yeah.
Gotcha. Hamilton, I'm probably going to destroy this. Maybe Lighthouser.
That's actually right.
Okay, with a little help from my friends.
Yeah, it was fun. It was. He said, "I know Ringo sang, but I love the song, and Paul wrote it, so I'm going to sing it." And he was very cute and into the crowd. You can also tell he was just thrilled to be up on that stage. And it was really fun. It was a fun moment. Lots of, clapping and everything.
Right.
He's another one I spoke to after the show. And he was like, "Oh, it's just so cool to be up there and sing that great iconic song." And I look out and I see everybody singing along. And it was really fun. He was really down to earth young guy. And it was a crowd pleaser for sure. It's a good one.
Cool. Now the video, one of the videos that that Mike sent me was this video with was Next Performer, and I don't know how I felt about it, but maybe you can tell us more about Betty LaVette doing Maybe I'm Amazed.
Yeah, how was this?
It wasn't my favorite moment of the night, I would say. I understand what she was going for. It was interesting. It was interesting. Okay. I know she's an icon and she's 77 years old. She's earned her chops, And,
right.
But I think there could have probably been a better song for her to sing, and somebody else should have tackled that one. It's not an easy song.
Right. No. Lyle Lovett doing Yesterday.
Very interesting. Obviously, I know Lyle Lovett. I wouldn't say I'm a big fan of his work. I don't own anything by him. I won't turn him off if he's on a radio, but I don't actively go out looking for his music. I like it.
Right.
I like it.
Okay. Not a bad actor either. He can be seen on Blue Bloods.
he's a quirky dude. He's a little eccentric, I think. I liked it. I liked it. It was good. I liked it.
The former husband of Julia Roberts. Nancy Wilson with Denny Lane doing Band on the Run.
It was good. She messed up the lyrics badly.
Oh, boy.
And you could see her like giving the side eye to Denny, like, "Help me, help me." If you went to see him, you probably know he doesn't remember many lyrics either.
they all have their iPad that tell them what they are.
Yes.
Right.
When he gets in trouble, he goes, "Everybody sing along."
Yeah.
And then he looks out so he can lip read, I think. No, it right. was good. It was
okay.
still good.
All right. So then I'm curious on how the ensemble did Hey Jude. I mean, did each people or each person or performer take turns with a lyric or two?
Yeah, that's exactly what they did. They all took turns on the center mic, and it was good. It was rousing and fun. Everybody was up on their feet and, and the hand waving and clapping, the usual Hey Jude finale type thing. But it was good.
Yeah. So that was the set list. So all in all, I mean, how would you rate the night?
It was a fantastic night. I loved it. I really did. From start to finish, the organization of the whole event was great. I think it was a nice mix of different types of bands and singers. It's always nice to see sort of these younger unknowns have a chance to get up on stage with, you know, maybe more A-list people. And everybody, you know, talking to people all around, just saying, what did you think? Everybody was over the moon, had a great time. I didn't hear anything but, wow, that was great. That was great. So it was a super fun night.
Cool. Going back, or Andy, you know, we don't really talk about covers that much on the show. And you know, what are your feelings on you know, Beatle cover? You know, people that do Beatle covers. Do you like it when they do it more traditionally, or do you like it when they take more liberties?
Not huge on covers, like our guest said earlier at the top of the show. Right. But if I'm going to listen to one, I'd like it to be as faithful to the original as possible.
Okay. Okay. And same with you, Joan?
Yeah, I'm the same.
Yeah.
You know, there was two tribute albums of McCartney music probably close to 20 years ago now, the Coming Up, the Indie tribute artist, you know, and there was a couple of good takes on that, but I didn't go back to it much, and I don't think anybody else has either.
Feels yeah, like and the same thing with the Art of McCartney, the two-disc. You know, but that was more traditional. I mean, that was more, you know, staying loyal to the song rather than, you know, people taking liberties, you know, with them. I remember like something like Joe Cocker doing She Came In Through the Bathroom Window, which is a completely different song. But I love it, you know, because he made it his own. You know, I think of Isaac Hayes doing something, his like, you know, 25-minute version of that. And that's kind of unique. You know, as well. So, I mean, I guess I really need to listen to it. If whether or not to make a decision, whether or not, you know, I like, you know,
if you're going to put that time and invest in, if you're investing time into listen to a McCartney song, don't you want to listen to McCartney do it?
Well, yeah. But, you know, obviously, what's his name? Piccazzelli, who was on the Kisses on the Bottom album. I mean, he did a whole album of McCartney covers. John Piccazzelli, I think his name is. He did a whole. Yeah, I'll send you a link to it. But I mean, it's probably all more lighter jazz type style of music because I think he's more of a. He also did a Beatles cover album as well.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I mean, if it's jazz. It's jazz. I check it out. Might like it. I like Stevie Wonder's We Can Work It Out. It's good. I like Earth, Wind, and Fire's Got to Get Into My Life. It's not that I don't like anything, but I tend to dislike more than I like, I guess I'll put it that way.
What about the Sgt. Pepper soundtrack from, what was it, 77 or whatever, 78?
Oh, my God, that wretched thing. I have to admit, though, I was a teenager, of course, when it came out, and I did listen to it. I used to like the Strawberry Fields cover, but I probably haven't heard it for 40 years. I might have to dig that out and listen to it.
Right. Were you a Frampton and Bee Gees fan back then as well?
I've always liked the Bee Gees. I am a Bee Gees fan. I really like the Bee Gees. Frampton, I like the hits. Yeah. I respect him. But Bee Gees, huge fan of Bee Gees. You?
Were you ever a Bee Gees fan, Andy?
Yeah, not the disco one, the 60s Bee Gees.
The early, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Before.
The pre-disco Bee Gees are a home run for me. I like the disco music, some of it, but give me like, you know, Odessa and Idea and all those kind of late 60s Bee Gees albums.
Love it. They're so good.
You like those too, Joan?
Yeah. Up to what was the album called? Main Course?
Main Course with Main Jive Course. Talkin'. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, Jive that. Talkin'. There you go.
Love that album. It's so good.
Well, Joan, thank you very much for coming on and telling us about the Music of Paul McCartney tribute show that happened last night. Really appreciate you coming on and telling us about it, and
Good to talk to you.
Sounded like it was a fantastic night.
It was. It was a great night. Now we're just sitting here just waiting for Paul to announce the next tour.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you. Are you expecting Paul to tour the States again?
Yes.
Okay.
You are.
I don't think he's done yet, but I think he will more likely do Europe first. He sort of owes them.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't reschedule all of those days. There's many rumors going around.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Would you see him over in Europe?
Oh, yeah. I'll be the first one on the plane. Yep. Yeah. I already said to my husband, how many weeks or too many weeks for me to leave you alone to go see Paul? He's like, he's so used to me now.
Yeah.
And I'm heading to Vegas to see Ringo for 3 nights.
Yeah.
And see his show in Vegas.
Okay, so you're going to go to the that little mini residency then?
Yeah, I'm going to go do that.
I think I'm going to skip Ringo this time around.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be the same show just with Edgar Winter, you know, replacing, what was it, Greg Raleigh, I guess?
Well, I saw him with Edgar Winter last year in New York, and yeah. I got to tell you, Edgar Winter is amazing.
I get it. You know, yeah.
It's worth it.
I agree.
You
should go. Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Andy, anything else you wanna add on?
No, thanks. Thanks for the recap there, Joan. We can always count on you for that first take.
You know, I'm always here, and you know, I'm always going.
Yeah. You're there.
You're our official first reaction video person. Now we're gonna go to.
You can count on me. On the team.
Very good. Awesome. I love it. Thank you. And everybody out there, you can email us at twolegspodcast@gmail.com. Please check out the YouTube channel, Two Legs, a Paul McCartney podcast. And we will be continuing our part two of the March Macca Madness. That'll happen this Sunday. Right into Sunday. I'm looking over at the Sweet 16, and I'm going to some of these. I'm going, what am I going to pick? I mean, these are going to be tough. Oh my. Anyways, so that'll be episode 199. And then 2 weeks time, we'll have episode 200. Andy and I will be at the fest for Beatles fans. We don't know the schedule yet, but as soon as we know, we will let you guys know. And hopefully we'll see you there. And Joan, have you attended a fest for Beatles fan?
No, but you have my interest. When and where?
Yeah. It is at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Jersey City, the 31st of March, 1st and 2nd of April.
Okay.
And you can go to just thefestforbeatlesfans.com to find out about the tickets and all that other stuff. But we'll be there all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I believe I will be there at least one of those days.
Excellent. Right. Your friend Peter Asher will be there this year, and I think Patty Boyd is there as well.
And we'll drop a little hint here. We're going to have some select merchandise, Two Legs shirts, limited quantity available too, as well.
That's reason enough.
Yeah, that's reason enough to get your butt off the couch and get to the fest, like Andy said. It's in Newark, and it's going to be a
Jersey
great time.
Jersey City, not Newark.
Oh, sorry. Yes, thank you. I'm landing in Newark.
You're landing in Newark. You got about another 20 minutes to go, and then you're in Jersey City.
That's right. See, that's why I should let you do the. That's why you know Andy does the talking. Anyways, it's great to see you, Joan. Thank you, everybody out there for checking this bonus episode. And we will be seeing you soon. So as always, have a great day and a beautiful night. Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.